Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Chad Bearden and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the face of...
Hi listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome back our good friend Juliana Hale. We'll catch up with her about what she's been doing since the last time she was on, which coincidentally enough, has been nearly 4 years to the day. We'll talk about her brand new podcast, which the title of this podcast is probably the greatest title I've ever heard in my life. I'll let her explain. And we'll also talk about anything she's working on that she can actually talk about. This is going to be fun. So with that being said, let's go ahead and welcome our good friend Juliana Hale back to the show. Hey, Juliana, how are you?
Hello, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you again for doing this today.
Of course, thank you for having me, and thank you for your compliments on my podcast name. I thought that was really sweet.
You know, I just want to dive right into this. First of all, how did you come up with the name of the podcast? And tell listeners what the name of the podcast actually is, folks. This is great.
So the name of the podcast is I Eat Bags for Breakfast. I actually came up with it at EDC Las Vegas in 2019, which was far before I actually had the podcast. So I'd been in the making for a while. But I heard this girl say to her boyfriend that they couldn't keep eating bags for breakfast, and I just thought that was really funny. And so I kind of just tucked it away. So the podcast is I Eat Bags for Breakfast.
That is great. And that's a great story too. I mean, the first time, I think you tweeted out that you'd started the podcast earlier this year, and you tweeted out the name. I'm like, that's the best name for a podcast I've probably ever heard.
That makes me happy because I was worried it was going to be too long, but I feel like it's just funny enough that nobody cares that it's that long. But I was a little worried about the length for a minute.
It's incredible. And just talk a little bit about what you do with podcasts. And you've had a couple of mutual friends of ours on time or two, haven't you?
Yes, I have. So it is a music industry podcast, and so it's geared towards artists and just people in the industry. So I have solo episodes, but I mainly just interview professionals in the music industry just to get an idea from so many different perspectives. And I have interviewed our mutual friends. I have interviewed Mary Cutter, who is just salt of the earth and an amazing artist and songwriter. So I absolutely loved our interview with her. I've also interviewed my A&R over at Shore Microphones, and he gave some great tips on microphones. I also interviewed a label head, a producer, choreographer, and so much more. So it's definitely been so valuable, and I've really enjoyed the conversations that I've had.
That is awesome. So let's go back to when the idea of a podcast first came to you. What actually started the idea of hey, I wanted to do a podcast and see how far I can get with this thing?
So it actually started as an Instagram live stream in 2020. So when the pandemic hit, I would interview people very similar to what I'm doing now, but on Instagram Live. And so there's actually a few of those really old episodes on YouTube. That's how it started. And then I stopped doing the live streams for a minute just because I got distracted by other things in life. And I really got into podcasts. It was funny. I wasn't into podcasts when I started the live stream. But once I stopped it, I got super into podcasts, mainly like true crime podcasts. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to make this a podcast. So I got a good team together, and now we're doing it. I'm about 11 episodes in as of this Thursday, so it's a weekly thing, one episode every Thursday.
Yeah, sort of like this podcast. This podcast is once a week, maybe twice. I don't depending on artist schedules and stuff. So we do this, like I said, once a week as well. And I have no team. I have nobody behind me. It's just me, you know.
Well, you're doing great, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's been almost 11 years now, if you can believe that.
That's crazy. Wow, that's amazing. Congrats.
And I don't know if a lot of people know this out there or not, but I didn't initially start out covering the music industry.
Oh, really?
I started out covering soap operas.
Oh,
in Hollywood.
Okay, that's cool.
But about a year and a half or 2 years into it, I thought music has always been my passion. I mean, I've been a major music fan for as long as I can remember. So, and it's kind of funny. I kind of been wanting to transition out of Hollywood and into music. So I guess this was I might have been a sign. I woke up one morning and checked social media, like I always do, and then I looked. I had all these independent country music artists following me, and I said, okay, this is a sign that I need to. I need to move out of covering Hollywood and into music. And I did that around 2014-ish, and I've been doing that ever since, you know.
That's awesome. That's great. Came to you.
Absolutely. And I tell you, Juliana, starting a podcast has been one of the absolute best things that's ever happened to me.
That's amazing. I love that. What's your favorite part of having a podcast?
Oh gosh, so many. But probably the conversations I get to have. I tell people this all the time, but I've never said this on the air. When I pick up the phone for that initial hello, I have no idea where the conversation is going to go, and I love that aspect about it, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I feel like I love the conversations I have on the podcast as well. I feel like it's the same kind of connection that you get out of, like, a concert or making music with people. It's all just about the connection and the, I don't know, you know, relatability to each other.
Absolutely. And over the past 11 years I've had, and I don't want to toot my own horn here, but over the past 11 years I've had so many incredible conversations and I've made so many dear friends.
That's amazing.
So I did want to ask you, I know you brought up the whole year that was 2020 and the pandemic thing. I did want to ask you, when everything started shutting down with the world back in 2020, 2019, whenever that was there ever a moment where you said, oh, crap, my career is over?
I didn't think my career was over, but definitely a few upsetting things happened and kind of derailed. I always kind of had faith, but I definitely didn't like the direction everything was going. I had some tours lined up, so that obviously was canceled. So I did feel like I lost some momentum. I was also supposed to move, and I didn't end up moving, which did work out for the best, but still. So there were definitely moments where it wasn't my favorite time to be alive. But, no, I think it all worked out. And, you know, everything happens for a reason. So I won't question it.
And I do remember when everything started shutting down, you know, the music industry shut down. Literally, the entire world just stopped, literally. And I do remember about maybe a month or two into it, I'd be on Instagram and there'd be like a 20 live streams. I'm like, what's going on right now?
Yeah, it was crazy. I don't like doing the like live stream concerts as much as real concerts. I don't know. It's kind of more awkward. And people on the internet are kind of mean. So I definitely perform
prefer
live concerts to live stream ones.
Oh, I totally get that. But I will tell you this, too. I have never seen an industry pivot so much and embrace the live streams as I did with the music industry. I've never seen that in my life.
True. Yeah, that was definitely impressive. Everybody moved pretty quick.
They did. And like I said, it'd be like daily. There'd be like 20 live streams on Instagram. I'm like, okay, what's happening right now?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was a lot.
It was totally and completely nuts. So I know we were talking a little bit off air, and you've got a few things in the works coming up, don't you?
I do, yes. I am currently working on an EP. Well, it always turn out to be an album. I don't know. We're in the song selection process right now, and we have a lot of songs. So we're cutting them down at the moment, which is always the hardest part to me. So I just spent 2 weeks out in New York recording a lot of it. That was really fun. I've only been to New York a few times, so I got to explore the city and record somewhere I hadn't really recorded yet. So that's really cool. But I love these songs. I'm super excited about the sound. I feel like I've really explored a lot of sounds in the last few years as an artist, which I really don't regret at all, but I am ready to kind of zero in on a sound that I love to listen to, love to make. So it's going to be super 60s and 70s inspired, so kind of like guitar-driven, bass-driven, and with that soul and funk meeting like modern-day pop. So I'm really excited for the sound that we've been working on. And there's this one song that I'm super excited about that's very bluesy, and I've listened to it like 150 times in the last few days since I got the demo. So I'm very excited.
You know, I love that era of music, the 60s and 70s. I love that era myself. I mean, I mean, especially the Motown era. Like, we got the Four Tops, Al Green, the Temptations. God, I love that era so much.
Me too, definitely. And I'm actually working with a few people who worked on some songs in that era on some of these songs, so that's super exciting.
Nice. I cannot wait to hear it. And I think you told me off air that you've been in a couple of movies recently.
I was in a movie, called And You Call Yourself a Christian. It's an independent film. It's on Amazon Prime and a couple other places, but it has a really, really great story. I played the main character's prison best friend named Tiny. So I had some fake tattoos and all that. It was really fun, but it was really a powerful message to be associated with. It was based off a book, so it was really cool to see like an audience that was already kind of waiting for the film to come to life. So yeah, it was really awesome.
I've got to hunt this movie down to see you play a prisoner. I've got to hunt this thing down.
Yeah, you do. You have to. I have talked in a real slow and low southern accent, so I had to, handle it a little
bit.
Oh, Lord. It's not that I'm from Tennessee that I'd have it, but I was born in Southern California, so I was like, oh no, we'll see. But,
oh, Lord. as soon as we're off this podcast, I'm hunting down that movie.
Awesome. I love it. It's definitely independent, but it's just a great story, as I said. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I wanted to go back to what you said about going up to a New York City to record. I've been up to New York City now twice in my life, maybe three times, I think, and I love the city, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love that northeast, just that whole northeast part of the country. It's pretty up there, you know.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty up there.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm a southern girl. I love the beach. I thought New York was very, very pretty. I love being in the city, being able to walk and everything. But after 2 weeks, I was like, ready to. I'm currently like splitting my time between Tampa and Nashville, so I get a little best of both worlds. But I was so happy to get back to the beach, get some fresher air.
Right, I understand. And I've got a quick story for you.
Oh yeah.
I went out to a Southern California, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, something like that. It was well before the pandemic happened. But I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. So, and this is crazy looking back. We hit all 5 California stadiums in 5 days.
Oh wow, that's crazy! That's amazing. Which one was your favorite?
We started up in Oakland. We started in Oakland. Then we drove down to San Diego, San Francisco, and ended up back in L.A. And I really like Dodger Stadium, to be honest with you.
Makes sense. I grew up in going to the Angel Stadium. That was, I feel like that's just my favorite by default.
Right, 100%. But we did come within one strike of seeing a perfect game in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
It was at that stadium, and you could barely hear yourself think it was so loud in there. Especially when it got down to the bottom of the eighth inning, and he was still perfect. The entire vibe of that stadium was like, he might actually do this. But nobody was saying a word about it because you know, jinxes and curses and all that mess. But we were all thinking it. We were all like, he's going to do this. But it broke up the perfect game was a fly to right field that landed literally 5 feet in front of the fielder. We're like, oh, crap.
Oh, that's crazy. Close one.
It was that close. And it was the bottom of the ninth, too. And it was that close.
Oh, this wasn't meant to be, I guess. That's crazy.
No, it was one of the coolest sports moments I've ever been a part of.
That's awesome. I'm not super well-versed in the sports, but I like going to baseball games. I know how many innings there are, but that's about where my knowledge ends. I can play a Wii baseball. That's what I've got.
Fair point.
Hockey a lot. It's fun. But, yeah, as far as, like, I don't know. I couldn't explain it to you after I saw it.
Okay. So, I did want to, in the next few minutes we've got about 10 minutes left. So I did want to ask you, I know we talked about the EP, the movie that you were recently in, but are there any plans for when the EP is finished? Are there any plans for a tour?
Definitely, yeah. And so the EP, hopefully we start releasing songs from that in the next month and a half or so, I would say, because we've got a summer song on there, and summer is happening, so got to get that out there. So definitely once the EP is, like, rolled out by the fall and everything, I am definitely looking at some touring. Was meeting with a couple booking agents recently, so I'm definitely excited. But if not a big tour, then definitely I'll be doing a few shows. I know I had taken a little break last year because I was also working on quite a couple projects going on. So, yeah, I'll be posting about it for sure. So you can sign up for my mailing list on my website, which is just julianahill.com, or on my social media. I'll always, you know, keep everybody updated.
Absolutely. And speaking of social media, I know I've been on social media, it feels like a billion years at this point, but I did want to ask you this. How has social media helped your career thus far?
I feel like it's a huge part of an artist's career now. So I have to say, it's a massive tool. It's amazing. It's definitely helped my career. It's a great way to meet fans. I feel like it's helping my career every day. Even if just one person is seeing my TikTok and going to put my song on a playlist, that's very helpful. So I think it's been great. I feel like at first, or just when you start posting, like, you can kind of feel negative about social media because, you know, some your posts don't always do well and everything. But I feel like I found a really good place with it. I feel like it's very helpful. I feel like it's helpful to have, like, those videos that you can, like, pin to the top of your profile just so, like, new people in the industry, when they go check out your page, you're kind of able to, like, show off the songs that you want to show off or a show that you want to show off, like, quickly. It's almost like an EPK, an electronic press kit, but, like, with your social media. So I think it's super helpful. I know that that's, like, one of the first places people go when I meet them, and they'll just straight go there. So I think it's a great tool and a great way to kind of, like, introduce yourself to people.
Oh, I totally get that, and I sort of use social media in kind of the same way, but as far as the show is concerned, social media, specifically Twitter, is literally our bread and butter, because that's where I find probably 95% of my guests for the podcast, you know?
Yeah, I was starting to get on Twitter recently. I feel like I wasn't very active for a while, but recently it's been my thing a little bit. It's fun. Less pressure than the other one.
I agree completely. Twitter and Instagram are my jams. Facebook, not so much.
No, Facebook is kind of a dud.
Yeah, it's getting that way, but Twitter and Instagram, like I said, they're my jams. You know?
Yeah.
So, one last thing before we let you go and let you get about your evening. I did want to say that we've known each other for years, and I did want to let you know that if there's ever anything that I can do for you, I don't care what it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. That means a lot.
Absolutely. And I know you emailed me about doing your podcast sometime. Consider this as me officially saying yes to it.
Okay, great.
And I love what you put in the email about my podcast being something like such a great resource for the industry, because I've been at this, like I said, 11 years, and sometimes that kind of slips my mind, you know, that what I'm doing really helps. So to kind of get that reminder that Murph, you're doing something right, that was pretty awesome of you.
Oh, well, I'm so glad that resonated with you. Thank you for saying that.
Absolutely. And one other thing before I let you go, I know we talked about your music, we talked about the podcast, We talked about whatever. But is there anything that we haven't talked about today that you'd like to discuss?
I would just think that I'd like to just say, one, thank you so much for having me, and two, since I don't have new music coming immediately right now, I would just say that if you like music videos, on my YouTube, I have a relatively newish music video for my song Vendetta, and it was done with my best friend, so I'll just plug that, and then that's all I got.
Awesome. And this is kind of how my strange brain works, but when I was researching for this interview, I literally pulled up anything and everything I could find, whether that's your music, the podcast, old interviews. I mean, and I'll do that. When we have a returning guest on the show, I will literally listen to, read, or watch anything you've ever done.
Well, that's amazing. I'll have to do that for my podcast.
You asked me earlier about what my favorite part of podcasting is, and I said it was talking to the guests. Well, another favorite part of it is research. I'm a big research guy. I mean, and I feel like if you don't research what you're talking about, you have no business being on there in the first place.
I agree.
And so like I said earlier, I took probably about 2 days or three, and I just went through everything you've ever done.
Well, thank you for doing that. That means a lot.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again for doing this. This has been so much fun getting to catch up with you today.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. And let's not wait 4 years to do this again, please.
Absolutely not.
awesome. And so I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to your evening. But you've got an open invitation back to the show anytime.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
I'll talk to you later, Giuliani, okay?
All right, bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Giuliana Hale. Okay, so I don't have anything next week. I'm sort of taking a little vacation next week. But I'm working on something for the 30th. And if that comes through, I'll let you guys know. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.